Okay, is Michelle, are you there?
I am, Susan. I'm right here.
Great. It's great to hear from you. Thank you so much for taking time from going from one rally to another. How many do you have to do today?
So we're on our way to the third, and we've got more this afternoon, and then we're headed to Santa Fe. So that's the benefit of expanded early voting, right? People are energized, and they really do like coming, and they get to meet and hear from all the candidates, and then they can use that energy and the last bit of, you know, advice about how to motivate voters and take that to other voters in their families and neighborhoods so that we are really pushing out as many folks to have their voices heard as possible. Feels good.
So the idea is that they get excited about it and then they go to others and say, hey, haven't you voted yet?
That's exactly right, right? It's easy. I just heard from the whole slate of Democratic candidates. Here are the key issues. We also try to focus on local issues, like right now in Bernalillo County. They're really working on the, Sandoval County in Bernalillo. They're working on the mill levy for the San Juan Regional Hospital. So, I mean, there's really great enthusiasm for having all the information, for turning out once again incredibly educated, informed voters. This is what, Susan, democracy looks like.
Well, I know that you, at the beginning of the campaign, that you still were in Washington and you had to sort of go back and forth all the time trying to do both the campaign and your job in Washington as Congresswoman. So now I think it must be easier now that the Congress is not in session anymore. So tell us about
not having the national travel really does make a difference. But, you know, as chairwoman of the Congressional Hispanic Caucus and the anti-immigrant, hateful, and completely fabricated information that Trump puts out that's all immigration at the border and cruelty to children, I have a full-time congressional job every day.
Oh.
But what's wonderful is I have an incredible team. I've got an incredible office that's doing incredible campaign team. I get to be all over the state, and I hope that what New Mexicans see is that I've got the energy, right, and the ideas and the experience to do as many full-time jobs as it takes to get the job done.
Well, a little bit later in the show, I'm going to play an interview that I did with you when you kind of stormed the president's office and made your way into a meeting that you should have been invited to because you were head of the Hispanic Caucus, especially. It was a meeting about DACA, and you weren't invited, but you didn't stop with that.
That's right. I crashed that White House meeting. They were incredibly surprised by that, and I appreciate that you'll play that interview again because I hope that it demonstrates that I'll do whatever it takes to advance New Mexico's interests and to also protect our citizens from a failed federal government. I mean, that's what governors do. They stand up for their residents. They implement good ideas and strategies. They make a difference in the lives of their constituents. And they're very clear. Government should be working for you, not against you.
Mm.
And I'm really excited about transforming our state government, having full partners with businesses, universities, public education, every single New Mexican.
Well, you know, I was kind of surprised when I talked to you about it because I thought that you did it as a gimmick and that you were just kind of getting attention to that they had left you out. But it wasn't a gimmick. It was really planned and it was in order to achieve something and get people talking. And you did get people talking, as I remember.
I did. And I got the president to say that he would immediately, if we gave him a bill, he would meet the December deadline and he would sign a Dreamer protection bill. Now, he lied to the American people again. He had no interest in doing that. He didn't do it. He didn't protect Dreamers. And he's going to continue to put out anti-democratic rhetoric. how Democrats have led every single bipartisan coalition, and they've done every single bipartisan investment in border security. It's not been led by the president or by the extreme members of the Republican Party.
Well,
individuals. And so I appreciate that. I got him on the record. We're going to always fight to force the federal government to do right by the citizens of this nation and thereby do right by New Mexicans.
So you see, if you become governor, you kind of see that as a new platform, but the same kind of activities and the same kind of objectives, it sounds like.
Well, sure. Look, they're trying to take away Social Security and Medicaid and Medicare. They're going after disability benefits. DeVos, even though there's a court order saying she can't do it, continues to privatize public education. So you bet governors are going to have to be tireless advocates. Look, they've repealed every environmental protection. There is no dearth of incredible strength and advocacy that's going to need to occur. And you've got to do that simultaneously to the ideas that you need to get through the legislature and implemented in your own state. So, for example, we have our own court decision that says we've underfunded education, our public education. We didn't meet the constitutional requirements. We were leaving kids with special needs and minority students behind. It's the Yazzie Martinez decision. I'm not going to appeal that court case. I'm going to meet the standards that we did not meet that have been identified in that decision. We can do health care reform in the state. We can leverage Medicaid. We can bring back behavioral health. So I see this as a comprehensive agenda to make sure that New Mexicans have every aspect to succeed, have the support that they deserve, a return on their investments, and that New Mexico is viewed as a leader across the country from renewable energy, right, to healthcare delivery and improvements in public education. I'm really excited about our opportunities.
I can tell from your voice. I can tell that you're raring to go. Thanks so much for calling in and for sharing with us.
You are very welcome. Susan, you're a rock star. I love your show. New Mexicans, including me, are grateful to have your level of energy and expertise dedicated to any number of issues that affect every person in New Mexico, every family, and every woman who is leading, participating, and supporting their family. So thank you very much.
Thank you. It's great to talk to you. And we'll see you after the election.
All right. Thank you.
Okay.
Thanks, Susan.
Bye.
Bye-bye.